What will the judge do? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the big question today. In a court hearing in Palm Beach, Florida, it's the same judge who approved the search warrant in the FBI's Trump raid.
Multiple media outlets have asked the court to make public the affidavit used by the Justice Department to justify searching former President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. While the attorney general said the search warrant and receipt of property taken could be released, and it was, DOJ's argued against releasing the affidavit, saying it would provide a roadmap in their ongoing criminal investigation and might compromise sensitive information and even witnesses.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The former president has called the search that yielded 11 sets of classified documents on American and a break-in. He wants that affidavit released. Rudy Giuliani spent several hours testifying before a grand jury in Georgia that's investigating Trump attempts to overturn election results.
Prosecutors informed Giuliani he is not just a witness, but a target of the investigation. Now, this is not an indictment, but an official notice he could face criminal charges based on the evidence. During the weeks following the 2020 vote, Giuliani, acting as President Trump's personal lawyer, urged Georgia legislators to invalidate the results based on conspiracy theories debunked by state and federal authorities.
Fox's Jonathan Sari in Atlanta. There's death and destruction in Afghanistan's capital. That's outside a mosque in Kabul that was bombed during evening prayers. At least 21 people are dead, including a prominent cleric, 30 others injured. The Miami-Dade, Florida police officer shot the head Monday night has died of his injuries. The gunman was a robbery suspect being chased and killed in a shootout. CDC's making changes.
This comes after years of criticism that only got worse during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the changes include creating a council to help the director strategize, adjusting the time agency leaders spend on outbreak responses to...
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The U.S. may re-enter that international nuclear deal with Iran that President Trump pulled us out of in 2018. Iran has since been violating terms, enhancing uranium enrichment, leading to more fears it could build a weapon. Now, this week, Iran said they're closer than ever to working out an agreement with the U.S. and other countries.
Returning to the Iran nuclear deal remains a national security goal of the Biden administration.
The fact is that in the years in which we have not had a JCPOA since May of 2018, Iran's nuclear program has galloped forward in a way that is deeply concerning and alarming.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price says the U.S. is considering Iran's response to a European proposal to revive the deal. Iran has sought sanctions relief in return for a commitment to curb uranium enrichment. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A prosecutor in Florida is going to court trying to get his job back.
Andrew Warren was suspended by Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this month. DeSantis said Warren wasn't enforcing state law when it comes to limits on abortion. Warren signed a pledge to not prosecute providers and women seeking the procedure. He says the governor's action is about more than abortion rights.
We're going to make sure that no governor can toss away the results of an election because he disagrees with the outcome.
Warren was twice elected state's attorney in Hillsborough County. Florida's anti-abortion law prohibits the procedure after 15 weeks. DeSantis accuses Warren of wanting to pick and choose the laws he enforces. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The price of gas down another penny. It's dropped 65 straight days from the record high. Diesel's under $5 a gallon, barely, for the first time since March. On Wall Street, stock futures are up the day after the Dow had its first losing day after a five-day win streak. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.